WCH Radio.
Welcome to the clubhouse, live from Mount Kisco, inside Hotel MTK. We're in the hub, and it's the season finale for season 1.5 billion.
And right now it feels like 1.3 billion.
You look like you've aged about a billion three. I'm Rob Adams. That's Mark Jeffers sitting alongside of me, and we're so excited to be here tonight. Huge show. The producers have outdone themselves, and really a huge show. I can't stress it enough.
Well, as we know, we have a wonderful crew here. How about a round of applause from all the people here? We can't usually do that, but actually, and Bob doesn't have like a fake applause. We have real applause.
What are you talking about?
Applause. Anyway, Rob, thank you. We are here for the Hudson Valley Alzheimer's Association. We've got a silent auction. We've got 50-50 raffle here at the Hub. So if anybody's listening right now, come on down. And we've got wonderful bartenders. I've got Lena and Teddy working us for us. Let's go. Nice. How about a round of applause for them? And, yeah, the producers did a good job. We got a packed show, so I'm only allowed to talk for like 30 more seconds, and then we're
You've
done.
Already overstayed.
I know.
You've overstayed your welcome. Who's that guy sitting next
to
you?
Well, that's where I was. If you look at the list.
I do look at the list.
I look at the rundown.
All the time.
Mr. Dave Taromeo, Executive Director, Sports Business Management, Master's Degree Program at Manhattan University, and the Clubhouse co-host.
Nice.
Hello, David.
I noticed we needed the fake applause for me, but that's, you know, thank you, Lena.
Your family's here, David.
I know. My family is here.
They weren't applauding, by the way.
It's, you know, well, they were?
They were.
Usually I get booed, so, but that's, you know, it's all right. It's all good. This is a great event, Mark. Congratulations. You put it together. I know you're super stressed. You're like,
do I sound
your hair
super
is,
stressed?
No, you look it, dude.
Your one hair is up off point.
All right, this is not a visual. Let's try to keep this on radio.
Your hair is turning white before our eyes.
Right.
It's great. It's a great group. It's a great organization. It's a great, you know, we're doing good things here for good people.
My invite to everybody was always friends and family.
Well, you have a lot of friends and family.
And they're here. And that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's
so
good.
Now,
yes.
Sitting next to you.
Yes, our friend.
It is
our
a
friends.
Pleasure to introduce Esther McCarthy, the Westchester Walk Director of Hudson Valley New York Chapter of Alzheimer's Association. Welcome, Esther.
Yeah.
Yay.
Are you having fun so far?
I'm having fun.
All right. Now, you brought some lovely people, which I've met one tonight, and I've known one for a long time. Please introduce your folks next to you.
I have two amazing volunteers. The first one is Nancy Paquette. She's been a volunteer since 2011. She's on my planning committee, and she heads up. We turn the Cuomo Bridge purple in September, and she's in charge of that.
Nice. I love that.
You know, I went there a couple of years. It's awesome. And you sing as well.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, give us a tune.
All right, so Esther, tell us a little.
Wait a minute! Oh. I have one more great volunteer.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm very skinny, so you can barely.
There you go.
Miss me?
I know that.
My name's Arthur
that.
Ettinger. Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for coming.
And Arthur's part of our executive leadership team.
Look at that! All right, very good.
Oh, by the way, Esther and I, we had a meeting together in the pre-production, which you may have missed, but.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
You were at the Manhattanville breakfast?
What's that?
At the breakfast at Manhattanville University? Were you there?
I was there, yes.
Okay, yeah, I thought you looked familiar.
Mark, there were about 15 pre-production meetings tonight.
15, yeah.
Yeah.
And all in different rooms. Yeah.
And now you know why I'm stressed.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Deep breaths.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about, before we go to our two guests, Esther, give us a little bit of information about the Westchester Walk, set for October 6th.
The Westchester Walk is on Sunday, October 6th at Westchester Community College. Just a little note, Hudson Valley has 5 walks, and Westchester is the number one walk.
Woohoo! Wow.
Which makes it one of the biggest in the country, right?
There are 605 walks in the country, and Westchester's number 19.
Nice.
We're in the top 3%.
Congratulations, guys.
That is awesome. Hey, round of applause. Let's go. That's great.
That's really something to be proud of, really.
All right. So now, I wanted to know more about the walk. Give us, like, you know, where we're going, how we can, and, you know.
So we need volunteers. We need people, walk teams. All of the money we raise goes to fund, all the money we fundraise with for is for research, care and support for our care patients and our caregivers. We have 24-hour helpline. We do consultations. So if someone is out there and they think something may be wrong but don't know who to turn to, you can sit down with a care consultation for an hour, 2 hours, doesn't matter.
Nice.
All right, Nancy. Besides Esther's wonderful ability of persuasion, which she does quite well, what got you involved in the Alzheimer's Association?
I lost my dad to vascular dementia, and he started to wander around the house. So my brothers and I sat with my mom, and we were trying to formulate a plan. So we called, and we were hooked up with some people in the purchase office, and they put us in contact with somebody to give us some really great and helpful information. So I started a volunteer back then and have thankfully met Esther, and everything's been great since then. We've done a lot together, so this is a really great thing for people to get involved in. And the walk is October 6th, I think you asked.
October 6th, yeah.
Westchester Community College.
Yep.
Yeah, I always go back. I know I can go back to Nancy because she knows.
She said it. No, you're good, Esther.
You said it.
Wow.
Wait a minute. I said it.
We're just reiterating.
I try to say it. It
opens at 11 a.m. Most walks start at 8 in the morning. Not us. We starting at 11.
There you go. Yeah. Sleep
You've got time for your egg and cheese sandwich.
There
you
go. Nice. The coffee. I like it.
Yes.
It's a great group.
It is a great group.
It is a great group.
And we,
it's an important group.
Important.
Yes, it is.
Very important.
You know, Rob, mention some of the things that, we're here obviously to help them, but you have a personal story as well.
Absolutely. I mean, sadly, everybody has a personal story, and that's the thing we're trying to get, to not see anymore. But, I have someone very close to me who lost her mother. She wanted to be here tonight, and it's too fresh.
Yeah.
So she elected to stay away tonight. She's listening, so we send our love. She just celebrated a birthday yesterday. And you all know that first time when you lose a parent, that first holiday, that first birthday.
It's tough.
It's raw. Yeah. It's really raw, Esther. So,
we have a lot of support groups throughout Westchester and Hudson Valley.
Please.
That's another one of the things that we do. If you are interested, we have on our website, ALZ.org, put your zip code in, and it'll tell you for the support groups that are close to you.
It's really important. What you all do, I can't praise it enough because it's very important.
Yeah, what I found really encouraging at the breakfast was that there's some drugs and some things that are really successful now, right? Is that... Can you guys address that a little bit? Is that something,
There are two FDA-approved drugs.
Yep.
This is the first time in history. Now, they don't actually cure the disease, but it slows it down to give you more memories with your loved ones.
Nice.
And who knows, a year from now, what's coming out. There's a number of drugs that will be coming out.
Okay.
All right. I have a question for Arthur.
Uh-oh.
Don't be nervous.
It's all good.
It's all good, babe.
Bring it, baby.
So, tell our audience, because you are helping so much, and your volunteer is wonderful, how businesses in the Hudson Valley can get involved.
I never thought you would ask that question.
There you go.
You know what?
So that's a great question. There's a huge impact of Alzheimer's on the workforce. Over 11 million Americans provide unpaid care for people living with Alzheimer's or other dementia. 18% of caregivers went from full-time to part-time or cut back their hours. So essentially what we're talking about, these are people who essentially have two full-time jobs. They go to work, and now they have to go home and start a whole new job, essentially caring for their loved ones. And those people are cutting back on their work. 6 in 10 caregivers were employed in the past year. And these individuals worked an average of 35 hours per week while caregiving. And 57% of those employed caregivers had to go in to work late, leave early, or take time off due to caregiving demands. 6% end up retiring early. Approximately 1/4 of caregivers are in the sandwich generation, which means that they care for an aging parent and children under 18. In other words, so you've got someone suffering from Alzheimer's. Now you have a young child you're caring for. You know, those kids don't understand, stop for a second while I can go do something else and take care of grandma. On top of that, maybe they have work to do when they get home for their quote-unquote paying job. And this is very impactful, and people forget about that. I happen to be living this right now because my mom got Alzheimer's diagnosed during the pandemic. My sister is living with my mom at home in Manhattan, and so she's now having to care for my mom as well as, you know, providing for herself, and that's how I got into this, so I could feel like I'm giving back. It's very, very tough.
Yeah.
No, that's, you know, thank you, Arthur. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You're going to hang with us, right?
I'll do whatever you need me to do.
Whatever the team needs. We're going to come back to some more Alzheimer's information, but we have a sports show, too. We had to throw in a quick sports interview because, you know, sports are also involved in Alzheimer's.
You're multitasking.
We're multitasking.
You're juggling, you're multitasking. And again, the silent auction is going on. Go visit. Write, name, sign, whatever you need to
and
do.
And also, Sarah's running around with a 50-50 raffle.
Well, I said a little while ago, I heard angels, and then I realized Sarah was in the building. So there you go.
And his daughters are here. His beautiful daughters are here. My son is
Hello,
here.
Hello, am I here?
My wife
How
is here.
How did that happen?
Shocking the hell out of me right now.
All right, interview. Go ahead.
Anyways, it's a pleasure to introduce our new partner in the Metropolitan Section, the PGA of America, special guest, Casey Pine. Casey is an assistant professional at the Stanwyck Club in Greenwich.
Wow.
Welcome to the clubhouse.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Was that real applause or was that fake applause?
Absolutely real. 100%.
Real applause. In fact, you know what, Casey, the bartenders are applauding for you as well.
I heard you joking about it earlier. That's the only reason I mentioned it.
So, Casey, Emily tells me that you're on a hot streak. You've won the last 2 out of 3 assistant tour events. Tell us about the wins.
I have, yeah. Yeah, we played over at Bonnie Brier, the first assistant event of the year, and I shot 64 over there.
Wow.
I'd never seen the golf course. So if you've ever been to Bonnie Brier, that's it's pretty tricky. So that was a great start. And then I shot a 67 over at Sunningdale to get a win in a playoff over there. So
nice.
You know, Dave.
Couple
shoots,
good rounds to start.
Dave shoots a 67 on one hole.
Yeah, just about. I was going to make that joke myself, Mark. But thank you for helping me on that one.
I'm just trying to help out.
That's good.
So also, Casey, tell us, you know, your preparations going into the big New York State Open at Bethpage. By the way, we'd never be allowed to be
Bethpage Black.
No, nowhere near it.
I know. But tell our audience about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming up. So it starts on the 23rd of July down at Bethpage Black, and it's always it's an amazing test, right? And they're getting that place ready for the Ryder Cup. Next fall.
Oh wow!
So I'm sure it's gonna be in extra great shape. The prep going into Bethpage really comes down to how well are you hitting your driver? Because if you're not hitting your driver well, Bethpage Black is an absolute beast. And if you're not hitting it well, it's gonna be a long day out there. So most of my prep is hitting driver, hitting some long irons. And then actually hitting some longer bunker shots because you tend to get some 30, 40-yard bunker shots out there at the Bethpage. And that's something you don't always practice. So.
Casey, this is Rob Adams, and I have always heard wonderful things about Stanwyck. How does Stanwyck play? What kind of course is it?
So Stanwyck is... it's actually pretty long for where it is in the area, right? Most courses tend to be pretty landlocked, and we are landlocked, but we've got some space. So it stretches out to 7,450, so almost 7,500 yards from the back tee.
Wow.
It's firm. It's a pretty easy walk, and the greens tend to roll in the neighborhood of 13 to 15 on the stem. They really... it can be the first experience of Stanwyck is quite the test. They call it the witch for a reason. you get above some of these holes on these greens, and a three putt's going to probably be pretty good. So it's a great test all around.
I was like, Casey, tell our audience a little bit about how special the Met section is and the foundation, because our audience has always love to hear about that.
Yeah, the Met section, we really do some great work. The foundation does great work as far as raising money. I was a part of the Birdie Bash last year, or maybe 2 years ago now, but raised a bunch of money for the local hospitals, for the cancer treatment. So it's been an absolute blast to be a part of some of the things the organization does. And that, I'm only mentioning a little bit. They work constantly all year on this. So for just be able to, you know, just be able to help a little bit, it's fun to do, and they do a great job.
So Casey, thank you so much. We're going to be rooting big time for you at the upcoming tournament. And by the way, good luck with that. The black course just scares me. But anyways, we wish you so much. Yeah. And thank you so much for joining us on the clubhouse.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, Casey. We need to take a break, but before that, Splash is Bedford Hills is proud to be entering its 30th year of serving the Bedford Hills community. We offer a complete range of services for the maintenance of your car, including full-service hand washing, washing your car using thick foaming soap and lamb's wool mitts. We vacuum the interior, wipe down the dash and door jams, all in less than 15 minutes with no appointment needed. I was timing them. I was there today. I saw the mitts.
Nice.
It was fantastic.
The mitts.
Opt for the super fast exterior express wash. You're in and out in no time. Plus. Thank you.
But wait, there's more.
Thank you. You can use our, why is everybody not listening to this? This is Radio Gold. Plus, you can use our free self-service vacuums when you get a wash. And there's our full-service oil change, which includes a 21-point inspection and a free car wash. We have all sorts of detailing services available while you wait, all the way to our 5-star complete detail. What could be more convenient? Question mark. Your car deserves a better car wash and oil change. Splash, located at 570 North Bedford Road in Bedford Hills. Splash. We take a break from Mount Kisco at 720. Back after this, 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com.
Today's teenager is tomorrow's potential regular customer. That's what the tobacco industry said about us. But what does it say about them? That they'll do anything to recruit new smokers. Like using menthol flavors to make products smoother and better tasting, so they're easier to start and harder to quit. In other words, menthol is not just a flavor. It's a way for big tobacco to attract and addict us. And there's nothing just about it. Take action at notjustmenthol.org.
Brought to you by Power Against Tobacco.
Everything but politics. That's what my show is about. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. What am I about? I'm about resilience. I'm about attitude, a lot of heart, and definitely a sense of humor. And I've heard that people feel better after listening to my show. I always look for the light in the dark, and I give you hope everything's going to be okay in your day. Delusionally young, outrageously fun. I book dynamic, upbeat guests. Check it out. 11 a.m. Eastern Time here on AM 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Everybody shut up.
I don't want to talk. This is music.
So is that, hold on. Is that summer music?
That is summer music. That's got a summer beat to it.
All right. Who hired Bob Small to do this?
What happened to the summer wind? What happened to
the summer wind? Hold on.
It's a long show. All right. Back here on the clubhouse.
From across the hub
at Hotel MTK. Dave's just going to keep singing. Rob, Mark, Dave. Bob is here. Esther, the whole gang.
Esther's having fun. Yay.
We're having a good time.
By the way, I think our
the Chifters girls are here.
Tell everybody to start clapping. We need a round of applause.
I know.
Let's go. Hey! Woo! Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
My daughter would ignore me. I told her to do that.
All right.
So we have another special guest.
Let's do it.
There we go. Dawn Simmons from the Hotel MTK
has
joined us here. Thank you so much.
Is that Mike Live?
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, there you go.
So we had a production meeting about, I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought maybe we would ask, you know, other maybe Pam, maybe Dan. But you know what? Maybe Nicole. Dawn said, I'm in.
Absolutely.
I'm doing it.
I love
Absolutely.
It. Love it.
The only volunteer. Or maybe she was pushed. I'm not sure.
I think I volunteered.
Because they're over here watching, so they're keeping an eye on you.
This is a great space. This is a great location. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
What a truly wonderful place you have here. Tell our audience more about Hotel MTK.
Okay, well, we have 6,000 square feet of event space. We have four event spaces. Our large ballroom can fit up to 200. We have a junior ballroom that can fit up to 100. And then we have two smaller meeting spaces that can fit up to 45 people. We do social events, corporate events, anything. So just give us a call, and I will be the one to book your event.
And you got a pool.
Yes, and we have an outdoor pool that opens after Memorial Day.
Jefferson's going to go swimming after.
Yeah, we actually are on Resort Pass, so.
Nice.
All right, so I also have Dan is actually sitting next to you. Is he afraid of the mic? Is he going to be okay with that? I'm a little concerned.
No one wants to hear me talk, so.
No, we do.
So, Dan, there's a special event coming up.
Yep. So July 11th, we're doing a summer soiree outside, barbecue. It's $45, includes a drink out by the pool. It's beautiful. We redid our pool, so nice and, maybe even jump in the pool.
We did it.
Yeah, we'll jump in the pool.
I just jumped in.
Hey, nice.
So, all Westchester, it's a network.
Yeah, it's open to the public, so we're selling tickets right now on Eventbrite, $45 on July 11th coming up. So.
And the thing, the stress is this is so easy to get to right off the sawmill.
Yeah,
you're not
perfect.
Far off 684.
Easy,
it's easy to get here to Mount Kisco. So
come on
out and stay here. It's a wonderful
place. Tucked
in
behind all the car dealerships. Right?
Oh, yeah. It's just
going to buy a BMW, come over, take a dip, right?
It's fantastic location, fantastic facility. I love it.
And the food. The hub here.
The food's good.
Talk a little bit about the hub.
Actually, we're going to have a brand new menu coming out next week, July 1st.
Ooh,
we're going to start the summer menu. A lot of summer items, brand new items, great drinks. You know, we have a full bar here, full restaurant that is open 7 days a week. For both breakfast and dinner, open to the public, of course.
Cool. All right.
Next week, right? Okay. Right. Perfect time.
We'll be back.
We got to come back.
We'll be back.
See, you should never have told the guys behind me here. They're like, oh.
Yeah.
How can our audience learn more about your wonderful place here?
Yeah.
That's Dawn. That's Dawn.
Okay, well, you can follow us on our Instagram page, which is Hotel Mount Kisco. You could also email me at dsimmons, which is D-S-I-M-M-O-N-S, at hotelmtk.com, and I can give you more information regarding catering packages.
Very nice.
Thank you so much for hosting us tonight.
Yes, thanks,
and for a wonderful event.
Absolutely.
Big round of applause for these guys, huh?
Nice. We love this place. It's got a kind of a Joe Douglas look here, though, right? With the GM.
Definitely.
Right, J-Man?
Definitely.
A little Joe Douglas here, don't you think?
So now it's the
Joe Jets.
This is the sports banter.
This is where we banter.
Jets.
This is
you guys banter while I take a look at
Well, I'll tell you what, because I know this is not in the clubhouse report.
Uh-oh.
You and I talking about this. The Knicks made a move tonight.
Knicks made another move. Yeah, Knicks are hot.
Did you work that into your...
I did not.
Well, you didn't.
Steve Moyo told me this earlier.
OG
You're too busy
Anunobi.
Stressing about things that you can't control, and you're missing the big picture.
What was it? 5 years, $212 million?
Yeah, five to 12... the Knicks
for OG,
are...
yeah, that's a big deal.
That's what GCH pays me to do the clubhouse.
Coming off a great trade last night.
They don't pay me 212 pennies, but...
Here's the thing about the Knicks. The Knicks are the one team that bonds this city. It's like, you like the Knicks? I mean, we all like different teams, baseball, hockey, football.
The Nets are so far second.
The Nets aren't even... The Nets are...
There's no buzz.
The Nets back in the ABA and we'll be okay. The Knicks are... The one team in New York, if the Knicks won the championship, it would make the Celtics party look like the Boston Tea Party.
I will say, when the Rangers win, the city turns upside down.
All right.
I know you don't want to hear that.
I hate you.
I know you don't.
No, but all right. Thank
Your lovely
God,
wife is here tonight.
I know,
be nice
she
to me.
Is, but at the end of the day, the Knicks are the balls. And I'm so glad that Earl's going to be with us tonight.
Yes, he will. In fact, probably in about 90 seconds or so.
90
so, yeah.
seconds?
Yeah, he'll be with us pretty
we
soon.
We love Earl. Yeah.
We do. Right.
I have a couple thank yous, but I guess we can wait until after Earl.
No, you can banter.
You have too much paperwork.
This is your banter time. Go for it.
First of all, are we still having fun here? I'm worried about everybody heading out to their...
My wife has all my raffle tickets over there. It's all right, our
Earl on hold.
Everybody's having fun. Come on.
John D. from Norwalk and Mauve. Monica, thank you guys for coming out. You guys are the best. You're always supportive. We have a lot of friends. We have some very faithful friends.
We do.
And family.
And you know what? And I think the clubhouse will come back for another year.
Woo-hoo! Wow.
I know.
Wow, that is great.
How about a round of applause for that?
That's good.
So Torres is in the house. He's over there checking out. I think I saw Fran earlier.
We got it. Yep.
All right. So my thank you will have to wait because I can't find the list.
Well, don't blame me.
I know it.
Well, you've got all the great thank yous that belong out to the Alzheimer's group.
We have MTK. Thank you. Thank you to Bob Small. And who else we have to thank?
Sean.
Sean Adams.
Thank you,
deserves
Sean.
A
yeah,
thank
and Sean in the studio.
Sean Kilkelly deserves a thank you. Sean Adams deserves, because Sean Adams is the one who got us the Renegades package that's in there.
Bach.
Thanks to Luis with the Renegades, of course.
The Renegades, and that's available in the silent auction, correct?
And guess what? With that good stall.
Thank you.
If we have 2 minutes, which we have 1 minute. All right. First of all, Gideon, I want to thank him from WGCH.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, very good.
I want to thank Joe Casper.
Oh, Joe Casper,
on the air. $120 donation from him.
Yes.
Bravo. Let's go.
Can I just discuss just that for
please.
A second? Joe Casper is one of the biggest fans of the Ham Radio's Huddle podcast. He's a great guy. He made a great donation to the Alzheimer's Foundation from listening to our podcast and hearing about the show.
And he's not in this region.
No, he's like in the Midwest.
Yeah, and, he's in Ohio or something.
See, Esther, our show goes all over the place.
So we have reach. We got reach, Esther. Yeah. So Joe is, thank you, Joe. It was really nice of you to do
really
that.
Really thoughtful.
And I will match that donation, just so you know.
Let's go.
Yeah. That's
awesome. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So I hear a rumor that Mr. Monroe is on the line.
He is on the line.
Nice.
So we're not going to take a break.
Go.
We're going to go because we have. So I'm so excited. And such an honor to introduce NBA Hall of Famer. By the way, folks, listen out there. You didn't want to hear this. NBA Hall of Famer Earl of the Pearl Monroe, my all-time favorite guest. Welcome back to the clubhouse, Earl. And thanks for joining us on this special Alzheimer's Awareness Clubhouse Show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Nice to be with you guys. y'all need to make a donation to me for Alzheimer's.
There you go. You're all right, Earl. You're the best.
Earl, you know what? All right, so before we go anywhere else, how are you and how are the family doing? Let's start off with that, because we always want to know that.
Well, we're hanging in here. You know, it's been a tough year for me, but, you know, we're still here, and thank goodness, you know, the Lord's been able to look down on us and smile.
All right, and now before we talk about this huge trade, which we are going to talk about, I want to talk a little bit about Earl the Educator is doing with the wonderful Earl Monroe New Renaissance Basketball School. It's in your third year now, and tell our audience about it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's been really a great thing. You know, this is our third year, and we're actually breaking ground for our new building in September, so that's very exciting. Hopefully that'll be finished by September of next year, and we can start our new class in that building. So it's a great thing that's going on. The guys and the ladies at the school are doing a great job, and the kids are having a lot of fun.
Okay, one more quick question before we go to this trade. With the great Jerry West passing, what memories as a player do you have of Jerry?
Well, Jerry was a true gentleman. You know, that's what I always think about when I think about Jerry. You know, in my rookie year, because I was from a still small school in the South, and you know, a lot of the guys hadn't heard of me. And when I was playing with Baltimore, I actually had a pretty good game against those guys. But all during the game, Jerry was calling me Ben, because there was a guy named Ben Monroe that played out in New Mexico. And it was, you know, it was funny. I didn't say anything, but, you know, it was, you know, I just accepted it and just kept on going. And so we had a pretty good game. I had 56 that game, and I think Jerry had 49.
Ooh,
and,
yeah, let's go.
After the game, he came up to me and shook my hand and said, "Good game, Earl." So somewhere during the game, he found out my real name. But, you know, he was the guy that, you know, I looked up to even before I got into the NBA, because, you know, was he and Oscar Robertson were, you know, the real, you know, the guards that were, you know, in my spectrum. And I really admired him.
Hey, Earl, Dave Taromeo here. Great to speak to you again, and it's so good to hear your voice. Obviously, you know, you're a guy that you're a legend, you know, and all of us, I don't know if you heard me speaking earlier, but the Knicks are kind of the team that kind of bonds New York City together, because, you know, you could be a Jets fan or a Giants fan, a Ranger fan, Islander fan, Yankee fan, Met fan, but everybody seems to be a Knicks fan, and you're a guy who just had a tremendous career coming out of college, playing for Clarence Big House Gaines, and then coming to the Knicks in a trade. So what does that mean to you, just being a part of that kind of legacy?
Well, you know, the great thing about that is the fact that, you know, I had such great teammates. And all through these years, you know, we've all, you know, the ones who are still here, you know, we've always kept, you know, somewhat, you know, we've always talked and have been together in some respect. And, you know, I can't remember a weekend that I don't talk to at least one of my teammates.
Nice.
From that era. And
that's,
I think,
cool.
That you know,
cool.
It was something. Yeah, it was very something, you know, something really, really special. And I think that, you know, you don't have, you know, you go through life and things happen, but, you know, real friends always stay with you. And that's one of the things that I take away from that time. And even though we did have a really good team, don't get me wrong.
You did. No doubt.
At the same time, we had some great guys, and, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of that.
Well, I just want to say, because I know Rob wants to jump in, I just want to say thank you for those memories as somebody who remembers those championships and is waiting for the next Knicks championship. Thank you so much, Earl.
And okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
And I agree with everything that Dave just said. And Earl, it's Rob. And I think about those Knicks teams, and I think about this current Knicks team. There's similarities between the two. And again, there's a big-time star, a big-time player in Jalen Brunson, but they have made some really good moves in the past 24 hours or so. The Mikal Bridges trade, and now the deal to bring back OG Anunoby. I wonder what your thoughts were on the current team.
Well, you know, I didn't know about the trade until I got a text from a guy in Philadelphia, Ollie Johnson, who used to play in the NBA. And he was saying, well, you got the Nova Knicks there, and they're going to be playing
very
close to you. So. But, you know, I think they've done a great job, you know, Rose and Wes, and I think that they've, you know, come up with a team that can win the championship. I actually thought they had a chance to win it this year if all those guys were still healthy.
Yeah.
But,
they might have had a good shot. You know, you're right.
Yeah. And those Villanova guys, you got four guys who play great. You know, well, you got three guys who play great defense, but you got four guys who play great together. And Anunoby, and, you know, you put him in that mix, and you know, you've got some great defense as well. Robinson, you know, they're set with the center position. They're set with the small forward. They're set with the power forward, and they're set with the guards. I expect big things from them.
Yep.
All right, so Earl, does Tibbs' defensive style remind you of Rhett Holtzman?
Well, in a way, let me say, you know, Red's defensive style was a little bit different from anyone that I can remember. But, you know, the fact that, you know, their whole thing started with defense. And obviously it turned into offense because that's what, you know, they were hanging their medal on in most of this particular year. But defense is what they do. And I think that now with either a better defensive forward, small forward, and Bridges, I think that we're going to be looking at a lot of shutdowns.
All right. So the other question I have for you, and I want to go back a little bit to your school. I got to tell you guys, the quote here, a ball and a book can change the world. Earl, that's wonderful. I would like to tell our audience where they might be able to make a donation to the school, if you know the website.
Well, you can always go to the website, Earl Monroe New Renaissance Basketball School. That's a great way to get there. But, you know, that slogan came directly from one of our first trustees, and that was David Stern.
That's great.
Yes, so legacy there.
Yeah. 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 So, you know, we've been happy. As a matter of fact, we're not really noted as a basketball school, but at the same time, over the summer, we had a group that went to China and won a world championship over there.
Woo!
So
nice.
We were happy that, you know, we were able to, you know, send some kids over there that could really play. But we're not hanging our hats on playing basketball. We're hanging our hats on making, you know, great young men and women. And, you know, this is just a start. This is our third year. We've gone into our fourth. And, you know, we've been pretty happy with the job that's been done. Dan Clarence, the head of school, he's done an exceptional job putting, you know, people together.
Well, Earl, is there any other projects or summer plans that our audience would like to know about? Because, you know, as I said earlier, you are my favorite guest, and I want to make sure there's anything you want to promote. Otherwise, you know, I just love talking to you. So,
well, the only thing that I'm looking forward to is getting back with you guys next year.
Love it.
This year. I'm
love
looking
that.
Forward to getting back with you guys.
Appreciate that.
Big round of applause for Earl Monroe. Earl, thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us
so
tonight.
Much. And by the
All
way,
right, guys, be good. Have a great summer.
Thank you, Earl.
You too.
Just to make a connection.
Okay.
Earl's wife worked at Manhattanville University, and his daughter was one of the first students in the Manhattanville Sport Business Management Program. So
look at that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of and Dean Memminger coach at Manhattanville.
Wow.
Two.
See,
yeah.
Look at that.
See, how about that?
And by the way, I mean,
how do you like me now?
Love
hey.
Earl. But yeah. Esther and our friends
they are
my favorite guests
wonderful.
So come on, gotta give some love here.
You gotta love the Knicks, right? You guys love the Knicks, right?
It's all good.
Yeah, who doesn't love the Knicks?
There you go.
I gotta say, I wanted to say thank you to Earl of Pearl, because I got a 9-year-old guy who loves basketball, and he's a big Xbox guy.
Okay.
And whenever we play Xbox, he's always using, you know, the legends.
Good.
And he's screaming. He doesn't know who Earl of Pearl is, but he knows, and he's like, Earl of Pearl! And it's like, I wanted to say thank you, but
he's gone. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. But Arthur, I'll tell
good.
Him. I will tell
send
him.
Send him a tape.
I will definitely
absolutely
tell him.
Absolutely true.
I just wanted to say his legend lives on.
Oh, it does. Say the
All
guy
right.
can play.
We got to take a break. We got to get the band in.
Oh, the
a
band.
A couple of bands in place.
We got so many bands.
Two bands.
We've got Blues Corruption has to get in place.
Yeah, man.
And the band has to get in place for the Clubhouse Report.
What the heck?
As well as sound effects out of the blue. We'll take a break. 7:41 from
this
Mount
is not
Kisco.
Not the Christmas Spectacular.
We're back after this. Rule nothing out. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com.
Big Tobacco's customers are dying, but instead of pulling their products off shelves, they're using menthol flavors to recruit a new generation of smokers. Menthol makes products smoother and better tasting, so they're easier for us to start and harder for us to quit. In other words, menthol is not just a flavor. It's a way for tobacco companies to attract and addict us, and there's nothing just about it. Take action at notjustmenthol.org.
Brought to you by Power Against Tobacco. Greenwich has its own sports talk program. Doubleheader weekday afternoons at 4 on 1490 WGCH. Join me, Rob Adams, as we talk about all sports, high schools, youth sports, college, the pros, and anything else. It's your show, so let's make it interactive. It's lively and it's fun. Call me at 203-661-5051 and be a part of it. That's Doubleheader weekdays at 4 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. It sounds summery to me. Oh, we welcome you back at 7:43 on the clubhouse from Hotel MTK. We're in the hub in Mount Kisco, having a great time with everyone here on our final show for the spring season. And Mark has already announced it. We'll be back. We'll do it again in the fall.
So Bob Small is no longer invited to the soiree here at Mount Kisco because the summer music going in.
The summer wind. Sorry.
Come
on, did you hear the promo?
I know. All right.
The promo was great.
Then he's back. He's invited again.
All right.
Just for the promo.
I didn't hear the promo.
Just for the promo.
No, the promo's fantastic.
I wrote the promo. I didn't hear the promo.
I know. You got to play that for you.
You got to play it for me.
In a moment.
All right. Go ahead.
I want to do some quick thank you.
Get that microphone up in front of your mouth.
Yeah, ma'am.
There you go.
Is that better?
Better.
All right, well, you know, it may
You're
fold.
New.
I know. All right, so we need to talk about Dan, Pam, Don, and Nicole from Hotel MTK in the Hub. Thank you very much for
all your
stuff. And Sharon at Grandstand Sports and Memorabilia.
Yeah.
Round of applause for her.
She did a great job setting
great,
that.
Great stuff for that.
She's a pro.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Nick Tier and Brandon Steiner with some donations, so
nice.
thank you to them.
Steiners, yep.
Luis Flores.
Yes, Luis.
Thank you so much for that. And Marcelo Costello as well.
If you ever get to go to a Renegades game, go into the team store. Luis runs it. He's the best. Say hello.
Luis.
Send some love.
There you go.
Our friend Joe Egan from Forge Iron Golf, where we did the show a couple times.
Joe, yeah.
He has a lovely donation out there as
well. Down in South Carolina now with my buddy Tom Cipetta.
Yep.
And by the way, I'm not sure that we're allowed to bid on this because we broke the place when we were there.
We did break the place.
I think, you know.
Specifically, I broke the place.
Literally, it was not a pretty sight.
I knocked something over.
It was ugly.
We
could come back with a gift certificate. We'll see.
All right.
I want to thank Brandon from American Dream for their mini golf. And now, American Dream
cool.
is in MetLife.
Yeah.
It's a really cool place.
Yeah.
And they donated some mini.
It was an Angry Birds mini golf, which I thought was pretty darn cool.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm a little nervous about that.
Well, yeah.
And I want Megan O'Connor from of course, who has been our sponsor forever at the Power for Tobacco.
Very nice.
And Mark Curtis, which we talked about before, and Carolina Ramos, Splash Car Wash.
Yep, very
and
nice.
Toss Salad.
Toss Salad. Kelly Clayton, who we know personally.
Kelly, one of the graduates of our program. Absolutely.
Running and Emily Meir.
Met PGA.
From the Met PGA.
Yep.
And, of course, Herm Schwarzer from...
Oh, we love Herm.
He donated some tickets for the hat
trick. Very nice, Herm.
So that's my little run of thank yous.
That's great. Mark, you did a great job getting this all together.
You
really did.
Outstanding. Blues Corruption, by the way.
Blues Corruption.
They would like to know when does the band start.
Yeah.
The band is going to
be on
the show.
No, Blues Corruption is probably in the green room practicing right now. You know,
I don't think they need practice. Yeah. No, they're not. They're over there.
And by the way, I'm thinking about changing the name of the clubhouse to Sports Corruption.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Like
it should be Sports Corruption.
Well, it's kind of what it is, right?
All right. Before we go to the band, I want to do a quick check on Esther.
Esther's here.
What's going on? Give us a quick. Everything is good? You're having a good time?
Good. Having a great time.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
If anyone wants to donate or register for the walk,
yes.
It's westchesterwalk.org. Very easy.
Let's go.
westchesterwalk.org.
O-R-G.
Got it. Esther's the best.
I think the band is ready.
The band is ready.
The band.
Dun, 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 dun.
The Clubhouse Report with your host, Mark Jeffers.
Who?
You know, next year when we renew the show, we're going to have to change that open. I'm just I think that's it. All right. Thanks, Rob, and welcome to the Clubhouse Report.
My pleasure.
I know. Let's start off with a blockbuster trade last night, which we've already talked about, as the New York Knicks made a pre-draft splash, and they completed a stunning deal to the Brooklyn Nets with Mikal Bridges, reuniting him with the Knicks' three Villanova stars. As Earl said, I guess we are now the Nova Knicks.
Nothing wrong with that. Thoughts?
No. Not a major deal, but I think it's a good deal. I think they're better.
It's a big deal. It's a great
deal. Did we give up too much?
They gave up a lot.
They gave up a lot, but they still have a lot of draft capital left.
They sucked
for so many years that they had all these picks. I think it's a great deal, and I love the Nova Knicks.
But I love it, but he's not a superstar. Bridges not
doesn't
a
have to be.
No, yeah, I agree.
But he fits into the plan.
He fits into the plan.
All right. Turn to the Wild NHL Stanley Cup Finals. The Florida Panthers won their first Stanley Cup, defeating the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in the thrilling Game 7. Neither one of our teams were there, David. Your thoughts?
I thought it was a great... it was fun to see Edmonton come back, and it was also fun to watch Florida win it in 7 games. It was a great final, great 7th game. Here's the thing. They had the Stanley Cup. They handled it with kid gloves all year long. And then the players win it, and they kicked the living crap out of the thing.
It was in the ocean yesterday.
They took it to the ocean. They're pouring beer out of it. It's like, oh, my God.
They sat in the middle of Broadway back in 94.
They polish it.
Babies have been bathed in the thing.
Right. And they're throwing this thing around like it's a friggin' beer bottle. I don't know what you're doing, but
I'm just waving to people because and I'm setting up my band. The band's going to be coming out soon. Oh.
Places.
And I had to tell Steve and Michael to prepare themselves.
They're over there. There's your guy. I know.
I'm just
on top of it.
I'll be good.
I'm just preparing them because the show is so wonderful that we're going to. All right. Anyways, moving on. This story I don't want to do, but I'm going to do it anyways because in Sandlot action.
I'm not here.
The New York Mets hammered Cy Young Award winner Gerrit Cole and defeated the New York Yankees 9-7 last night. The Subway Series continues tonight at Citi Field with a 7-10 first pitch. Rob, what do we got?
Top third, no score. I'm sure DJ LeMahieu still is stinking up the place, and thank God Gleyber Torres is not playing.
David, you get 10 seconds to dance, or what are you going to do?
The Mets actually have had a good month of June. Usually they suck in June.
It's all grimace. So
the Mets, stop with that, please.
It truly is.
No, it really is. The Mets are playing decently, and go ahead.
No, DJ LeMahieu has the Yankees one hit, so go on.
Okay, so the Yankees are a very good team. The Phillies are a good team. The Dodgers are good. The Mets are the Mets.
Mark is playing traffic cop right now.
All right.
By the way, from Hudson Valley, since they donated.
Yes.
Nice.
2-0 Hudson Valley on top of Wilmington.
Renegades.
Top of the fourth. Renegades with the lead.
Renegades.
Say hi to Sean Adams. He's there.
Nice.
Hello, Sean.
Hello, Sean.
Over on the course in WNBA action, the first place New York Liberty lost last night 94-89 to the Minnesota Lynx in the Commissioner's Cup. Which, you know, by the way, this moves up in the report.
Yeah.
All right.
Turning to
some auto racing news.
I don't know how far I moved that up in the report.
Somebody better wake up Bob Small.
Okay.
On the NASCAR circuit, Christopher Bell driving that Toyota took the checkered flag at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. You know, I owned a Toyota once. It never ran over 65 miles an hour. I'm just saying.
I'm sure the racing cars are much faster.
It's probably because you needed to put it into gear.
Yes.
Mark.
And Bob, the Spanish Grand Prix. Things are back to normal with Max Verstappen winning once again for Red Bull Racing.
But McLaren came in second. They're doing very well.
Are you saying there could be a movement?
Yes. Yes.
All right. I'll check on that.
Thank you.
In MLS action, it was another good week for the New York Red Bulls, who are in third place, 9-4-7.
Okay, everybody just fell asleep.
While NYFC dropped to sixth place with a 9-8-2 record. On the women's side, in the WSL, Gotham FC is 8-3-3. I love the same. I like the ties. 8-3-3 and holding down fourth place.
Oh my God!
All right, Our next guest liked the store because it's golf, and they both know how to play golf. Over on the links, there's good, there's great, and then there's whatever kind of heater you want to say about Scotty Scheffler.
Oh, he's the best.
He's been on lately.
He is awesome.
With his win at the Travelers Championship at TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut, he is now an eye-popping 6 victories in his last 10 starts.
Despite the protesters.
He's not going to get thrown in jail, is he?
No, he's safe.
All right, on the Champions Tour in Endicott, New York.
Endicott.
Where I grew up in Oneonta.
Rob the Brits.
Rob the Brits.
You know, don't try to overread.
I didn't read it.
Gosh,
I didn't know he was there.
I spent 3 hours on this.
Jeez.
Padre Harrington won the Dick's Sporting Goods Open for the third consecutive year. Our own Rob LeBritz finished 2 under par.
Nice.
And a tie for 44th.
He's a great, great player.
And Emmy Yang built a huge lead, survived a couple of late mistakes, as we've all done in golf, to win her long-awaited first major title at the Women's PGA Championship. And that, my friends, is this week's Clubhouse Report.
Nice.
Now back to you.
Couple mistakes in golf. Just a couple.
Outstanding. Great job.
First mistake I make is paying for the greens fees.
Yes.
Everything after is just...
It's all just downhill.
Horrendous, yeah.
All right. So now...
Yes.
Now,
wait, we're back to the papers.
I'm going to find my card because Josh knows.
You know, you can do it off the top of your head. Let's go.
That's kind of how I do it.
I know. However...
Blues Corruption is here.
Yeah.
A big clubhouse welcome to Steve Moyo and Michael Weinstein from Blues Corruption.
Yeah.
My new favorite band. Welcome to the clubhouse.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Two great dudes.
They're three dudes. All right.
Yeah.
First of all, how did you guys start off? Give me how the band got together.
So just for point of reference, I don't have a headphone, so it's good because it's not going to mess up my hair. Okay?
Smart.
Okay,
right?
Very smart. Okay? Yeah. That joke doesn't go over well on the radio.
Nice.
How did we meet? We've been playing together for about 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Real long time ago at an open jam somewhere in Vista, I think it was, right?
Yep, South Seattle.
And we just kind of took it from there. Michael joined a band called Blues Corruption that we've been playing with for, I guess we've been together for about 10 years, 12 years, and Michael joined us about 5 years ago, and then him and I just kind of go off and do our thing as a duo.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, so I have to ask this. Michael, what do you most enjoy playing? What music?
So I'm classically trained, but by far my favorite music to play is blues.
Blues.
Nice.
You'll hear plenty of that tonight.
Very nice.
They call me Deacon Blues.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
I did the sound check earlier with them. I think I'm going to join them in the concert today.
No.
Oh, you guys are going to be singing with us. No,
doubt. Okay.
Well, they're going to play a little for us before we go off the air, right?
I love it. Yeah, no, I hope so. Yeah.
I hope so,
yeah.
So
what artists most influence your music?
Oh, good one. Good question.
What artists?
Yes.
What artists? Oh, for me, that's easy. Stevie Ray Vaughan, Buddy Guy, Eddie Van Halen. Those types of artists that are, they're out there with the blues and trying to, not Eddie Van Halen, but the other guys are out there with the blues.
Yeah, guitar legends.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great.
For sure. I'm a fan of those as well. On the piano side, and Chick Corea, going deep jazz, has been kind of my hero forever. And some of the new names that you'll find in New York City down at the Blue Note, like Corey Henry, P.J. Morton, some of those guys are big influences for me on the piano side as well.
Very good.
Very cool.
All right. Besides the Hub, which I know is now your new favorite place to play, are there other Westchester venues that you enjoy playing and perhaps we might see you down the road?
Yeah, we played a couple of months ago. We played down at Lucy's in Pleasantville, which is a big music venue.
Yes.
You came to the event up in Mayapack.
Awesome.
Yeah, Mohansa Grill.
Yep. And, you know, we've been playing in Westchester and Connecticut for 10 years. So Horse and Hound.
North Star.
Yeah, a bunch of different places. Yep.
All right. Do you have any questions?
I do. What makes a good venue?
Great question. So it's a couple different answers to that. One, the acoustics.
Yes.
Many times we've heard from people that they loved it. Everything sounded great. Other times we'll hear after they couldn't hear us, depending upon where they were sitting. So that's a big piece. And also, a lot of the places we play have their own sound people. And so a good sound person at the venue can make or break the experience as well.
Very good.
All right, so here's a crazy idea. We've got a couple minutes left. Can you go over and give us a quick Just a quick jam.
Like a 30-second jam?
30-second jam. And by the way, big round of applause. Thank you.
We're all going to hear them in
the next hour.
Great job.
And now,
so I didn't ask them sports question.
You did not.
Because they were, you know, there could have been controversy.
You didn't hang them out to dry, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, man.
I like it.
Let's go.
Can we swing over there?
Yeah.
Love it. Round of applause. Just a little pace.
All right. Wait a minute. Who's that band? Who is that music they were playing? I've heard of that. There might be a radio show on this stage. There's a show on this radio station. Yeah.
And Gideon is here, and the Beatles show that you do, that's awesome.
That's great.
I want to touch base real quickly with Esther and the team.
Got a minute.
So give us a quick where we can learn more about Alzheimer's in Hudson Valley.
Go for it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Just visit ALS.org for caregiving support and westchesterwalk.org to register for the walk in October.
October 6th,
we'll
11 a.m., WCC.
Be there.
All right.
Love what you all do. Thank you. Yeah, I can't thank you all enough because we need all of you.
Yes.
Thank you for your support.
It's important. It really is.
It's great that you guys are here.
Thank you. And Esther, you are such a great advocate.
Yeah.
You really are.
You're remarkable.
But everyone right here, thank you for your support because not everyone does this for us.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a great night. The night is still continuing here at the Hub.
It is. If you're
within listening range, come on down.
The silent auction continues for another hour.
Yep.
So keep that in mind.
Yes.
On that note, the season is over.
We out.
And we get to have dinner.
There you go. At the Hub.
We thank Sean Kilkelly, Sean Adams, Earl the Pearl Monroe. We thank, oh boy, so many, Esther McCarthy and Nancy Paquette, Arthur Ettinger. We thank Casey for calling in, Casey Pine, Dawn Simmons, everybody here at Hotel MTK, and this great audience. This might be the best audience we have ever had.
How about a round of applause, audience? Nice. Let's go. Woohoo!
Great job.
Blues Corruption coming up.
We will see you in September, as a song once said. For Bob Small, Dave Taromeo, Mark Jeffers, I'm Rob Adams. You've been listening to The Clubhouse on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com from Mount Kisco. Good night.
Good night.
This is your community radio station serving Lower Fairfield County and Westchester. 1490 WGCH.